And many people on that route are going to Houston. It's a major staging area for relief operations. It has a regional Red Cross center. Jack Williams of Houston Public Radio reports.
At the Southwest Area Service Center in Houston, the Red Cross's Margaret O'Brien Molina takes a break to hug a man slumped in a seat in the lobby.
Hey, where'd you spend the night last night?
In the truck, in your parking lot.
In the parking lot here at the Red Cross?
Yeah, I've been staying in my truck since I left.
The man's name is Donald Robinson from Metairie, Louisiana. He's been on the road since Sunday.
People help you from Hammond to Baton Rouge, from Baton Rouge to Lafayette, from Lafayette to Lake Charles, from Lake Charles to Beaumont, Beaumont to here. You know, everybody's, done what they could do to help you get along.
It's a story that's been repeated over and over as refugees show up here looking for assistance. There's no immediate aid for them here, but they are told where they can find shelter and food in other parts of town. What this center does do is coordinate logistics for relief efforts in five states, including much of Louisiana. The staff has been working long hours, manning phones and ordering food, supplies, and manpower for areas affected by Hurricane Katrina. Again, Margaret O'Brien Molina.
We want to be able to crank out, and we expect by Friday we were hoping to be up to 500,000 meals a day. I don't know that that's going to be possible at this point, and that's because everywhere I'm hearing, we're trying to get computers up, we're trying to get set up, there's no power, or there's no communication, even be able to call out and say, we don't have any power, we need a generator over here.
Dozens of mobile food kitchen trucks have left the center over the past few days. They're on the way to find victims who are quickly running out of food. Across town, inside a hotel ballroom near Houston's main airport, hundreds of cots and blankets are folded neatly. They stretch into a row of makeshift beds that amount to a hurricane shelter for volunteers. Some are headed out the door on their way to the disaster area.
All right, you're on the road.
Thank you, love.
Leah Crace is the Red Cross's staff services administrator. She's in charge of the processing center where volunteers check in and get their assignments. They'll head out in teams with their primary mission to distribute food, water, shelter, and basic medical care for evacuees who have been left with nothing.
They come in, we in-process them, which means we have a lot of paperwork to do. We make sure that they have their staff cards, which is the way they're financially supported during the event. And we make sure that they're healthy. And then we assign them to a place. And they leave here and they will go to their work site where they'll immediately be put to work.
Retired Navy nurse Pat Bull flew in from San Diego about a day ago and is on her first Red Cross assignment. She's been told to expect a rough time.
They said this morning in the briefings, and you may be 3 weeks without a shower. You may be 3 weeks without a hot meal. Suck it up and, you're there to help people. And that's true. That's what we're here for.
Bull and hundreds of others won't be in Houston long. Turnaround for most volunteers is less than 8 hours. The Red Cross expects this relief effort to cost upwards of $130 million, the largest in the organization's history. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
As this disaster goes on, more and more people are turning to the internet to search for missing relatives or just to tell their own tales of survival. There is a list of links to sites on the web at npr.org. You can also see our Hurricane Katrina blog and the very latest updates on rescue and relief efforts along the Gulf Coast. npr.org.